Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, get it on.
In just a few short years, the new medium of podcasting has become wildly popular.
Yes, here we go.
Allowing comedians, authors, and average folks a vehicle to speak into a microphone directly to millions of listeners. But the future of podcasting is in question. You may have heard comedian Adam Carolla or others like Mark Maron or Maria Menounos complaining about podcast trolls. A Texas company, Personal Audio, claims it invented the concept of podcasting and it has the patents to prove it. They are suing Carolla, two other podcasters, as well as broadcast networks.
The first thing they said was give us $3 million.
Carolla is raising money on the Fund Anything site to fight the case.
So it's over $1 million to fight the patent trolls.
So far he's brought in over $350,000 and his fans are with him.
The fact that somebody can just buy a patent and then sue other people, it's going to destroy the fabric of America.
This media is still sort of new and developing, but it is accessible to everybody, and it would be a shame to allow these so-called non-practicing entities to put the kibosh on it.
Meanwhile, who's behind Personal Audio? Well, I spoke with co-founder Jim Logan by phone, and he told me he came up with the concept of downloadable entertainment in 1996 and invested over $1 million to develop an MP3 player that could receive content from the internet. Now, the product never made it to market, but he did file a patent for his idea, then updated it to include the new podcasting medium in 2009. Carolla and others say companies like Personal Audio are trolls because they exist solely to buy patents and then demand licensing fees. Logan, he says he came up with the concept and an idea and, quote, we're the bad guy because we're trying to get a license fee for that? The trial begins in September in a small East Texas community where results from patent suits have historically favored the plaintiffs. Personal Audio first challenged Apple over the use of playlists and won an $8 million settlement. But the Electronic Freedom Foundation, a San Francisco nonprofit, has filed a challenge to invalidate Personal Audio's patent in federal court and was granted a go-ahead. Now stick with us here for the latest on the case. From the USA Today newsroom, I'm Jefferson Graham.